Good afternoon, Gary Smith, Andrew Dunlishan. Thank you for joining us after this home pre-season friendly defeat to Gloucester City. Another really good workout for the squad today. Ultimately, not the result that you would have wanted, but how do you feel about the performance, starting with yourself, Andrew?
I think it was a different type of performance today. It was a workmanlike performance. I feel that we've played two teams from our league, so people was questioning if we got, what would we look like, what would we be like. Well, we played Brackley from step two and we beat them 2-1, and we played Gloucester from step two and we've lost 2-1. So I think that we've been competitive against two teams in a high league, which shows sort of the strength and depth that we've got in this squad. I think today that there wasn't much in the game. There was one mistake in the game which tipped the balance their way. I thought there was some good performances from some people. I thought there was a slight dip with one or two players, but maybe that was the intensity of the game that we had on Tuesday. So all round, I was sort of happy with the positives what we got out of the game, and I know what we have to do to ensure that when we play them type of games, how we sort of turn them round into our advantage. I thought that the two teams we played, what I will say is that the size of the two teams, the quality of the two teams in terms of their bench, in terms of the budgets that they've got, is phenomenal. And what I've noticed today is that the squad quality goes right through in both them teams we played. So they've been very tough games, but then our squad quality shows as well that we've got quality through the old squad. So it was an eye opener to see what the level above's like. And I think we've been very, very competitive, and like you've said just there, they've been good tests. Would I have liked us to play better today? Yeah, I would have. But then you've got to give credit to Gloucester sometimes. The way they set up, they was very physical. What I will mention as well was they're full-time. So they're training 4 or 5 times a week. I think that makes a difference in terms of, they didn't really have many chances. You've seen the game yourself and we didn't, but training 4 or 5 times a week, that makes a difference at our level of football compared to training twice a week. So I'm quite proud of our lads in the two games that they've had, including today, seeing a different side of them. So I'm happy overall. And I think that we probably look better with the formation of the 4-4-2 diamond we've been playing. I think maybe we'll look better in that formation that we've been playing. We've tried obviously something new today, a little bit with tweaks, and so what we've been playing before has worked better.
Gary, Andrew just alluded to that there. A welcome return for Dan Creaney today. He scored, linked up play really well as he forced his way into contention for next week.
Well, yeah, obviously Dan's been out for a while and he's not done a lot over this pre-season. But you've seen what he brings to the table when he plays, you know, the way he occupies defenders, the way he holds the ball up well for us. And he's kind of like, you know, he's somebody that's we really, really need in our system. He fits into our system really, really well. Dan's got a lot of work to do, obviously, to get himself up to speed with the rest of the boys. But, you know, today was a good day for him. You know, he's got a good hour under his belt and he's done really, really well. So I'm pleased to have him back. He's important to what we want to do. But obviously, he's still got a lot of work to do to force his way into that first 16 for next week.
Andrew, do you know in your mind who will be in that starting 11 next week?
Yeah. I know it's clearly as clear as day he's in the starting 11 for next week.
Same question to Gary.
Not as clear as him, but I'll need to ask him now. Yeah, I think we are. We you know, at the moment, you know, we, as you can see, we made some changes at during the second half and brought on the extra players that we had sitting on the bench. And it was to give everybody that opportunity to show us that they deserve to be in that 11, in that 16, you know. And it's been an eye-opener for us today. We'll go off after we've finished with you guys and we'll discuss it even further, and we'll make those tough decisions that management have to make.
What I would say is that the strength and depth that we've got in the squad is really impressive. For our squad, it's really impressive. And why I say that is we've played two, you know, we wanted to test ourselves this week and we have done with the two steps, two sides. And I just think that the strength and depth that we've got in this squad is really good. So even though I'm clear in my mind that I know that when we make a change, there's not much change in terms of the team, so which we're really happy with, that we've got that strength and depth.
We had a trialist in second half, gave him half an hour today up front. What did you make of his performance, Gary?
It's tough, you know, when you come onto the pitch, you know, like with half an hour to go in a tough game against tough opposition, where, you know, the ball wasn't being played around the way we normally do. They broke up our play a lot, and we found it difficult to get the ball into him. So I can't really judge him over that little half an hour spell that he's had. It's going to take a bit longer. Obviously, we have no more pre-season games. We'll take another look during the week in training, Tuesday, Thursday, and we'll have to make a decision, as I said earlier, about where we go with these players.
Final question, Andrew. Overall, how do you feel that pre-season has gone?
Really good. I think we're a better team than last year. I think we've got more control. I think what I find is that with the changes, where we've made the changes within our team, where there's been a few what's left and a few what's coming, that they're starting to gel, they're starting to click. So pre-season's been competitive. What I would say is that I feel that this goes for every team, that because we've missed so much football, pre-season's been a lot more competitive in terms of just some of the tackles that go in. Sometimes in pre-season it's a bit more lighter, but I think it's every team's taking it a lot more. They're sort of up for it because they haven't played football so much. But yeah, the preparations have been good. We've come out of it quite well in terms of fitness, minutes, in terms of sharpness. We're looking sharp as a group in terms of the football we're playing, in terms of in possession and out of possession. I'm happy with what we've done and how we look as a team. And I just feel that the new lads have come in as well, and they're starting to settle and gel, and I can see sort of the chemistry, what's becoming within the group. So all round we look good. Obviously we'll look to improve as a group as the season goes on, but now obviously it gets serious. The planning and preparation becomes more meticulous, and I think what happens naturally is players, they just zone in a little bit more, that 5%. But overall, really happy, definitely happy with recruiting with the players that we've got into this football club as a group, and I've seen some really good stuff which excites me as a manager and as a management team.
One more point, if I may, to Gary. Mm-hmm. A couple of notable absences today: Joe Magunda, Jordan Goff, Tyrell Waite. Just from a fan's point of view, are they okay?
Yeah, they're fine, just precautionary. Didn't feel the need that we'd have to like include them into today's game. Especially as we have the most important week coming up in terms of training and preparing for Saturday. So it was no risk, and we just felt that it was a good time for them to take that little bit of a rest. They've both done tremendously well over the pre-season and trained really, really hard. And that's it. They'll be fine. They're ready to go. So there's nothing, you know, worrying us with those two.
Anything that worries me is this lockdown. Hopefully it don't go off before next season and the season can kick off. But yeah, that's the only thing. But hopefully we can continue as we've done. People are distancing safely and we can get football up and running in terms of the season. And it's a good one to start off with.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to next Saturday away at Peterborough Sports. Thank you, as always, guys, and we'll catch up with you after that game.
Cheers. Thank you.
Thank you.